Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The second pick will be made by the Memphis Grizzlies. And that means that the number one pick in the 2019 NBA draft goes to the New Orleans Pelicans.
Wow. Wow, there it is. The draft lottery, that audio courtesy of ESPN, as the Pelicans take the top pick. Memphis goes 2, Knicks 3, Lakers 4, Cleveland 5, Phoenix Suns 6. The Pistons don't move up in the draft lottery because they weren't participating, so they will stay at 15th.
Did you see the video of the Pelicans ticket office watching?
Yes.
Boy, if they're working on commission, then I know why they went crazy. They're going to sell a lot of tickets.
Oh, a lot of tickets.
Well, maybe they should settle down a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I know, but it's still cool for them.
All right, so, well, why?
For right now, if they get Zion.
If they get Zion. Right. Now, Zion Williamson was there last night, and apparently he was whisked away. Your words, not mine.
I know.
Because he does not want to play for the Memphis Grizzlies, or pardon me, the New Orleans Pelicans, or at the very least, had his heart set on playing for the New York Knicks.
Because he wanted to be with fellow Duke at number one draft choice, Daniel Jones in New York.
All right, so what options does he have, Stoney? If you're Zion Williamson, give me the options.
The options you have is to, I don't know, he can still go back to the draft, or go back to school, right?
Dum bum bum.
Right?
You just figured it out.
What if Zion Williamson says to the NBA, I'm going to go play at Duke for another year?
And he has to then go through the same process again waits to see what team he wants.
Yeah, plays another year of high school of college basketball.
Well, he could definitely do that. Yeah. I mean, he'd be giving up.
Or he could transfer to Michigan and play for their new coach.
he'd be giving up, I don't know what their rookie, what do they make the first year rookie deal is, let's say $5, $6 million.
Oh, yeah, you're
year.
Definitely giving up money. But, I mean, if you're as good as he is, and assuming he doesn't get hurt, and obviously he had the whole foot issue with the shoe in that Carolina game, but what if?
Okay, he doesn't have an agent. Now, you can have an agent.
Right.
But you're restricted. But he doesn't have one, so that's out the window. He remained in class and went to finals. That's a must as well. He has, I don't know if he did it on purpose. He's remained he's made eligible to go back. He can withdraw by May 29th. He has 2 weeks right now to dictate to the New Orleans Pelicans everything that he wants. Trade me through back channels,
right?
Or I'm going back to Duke. And he would be giving up a rookie deal, but more importantly, a ridiculous record-breaking shoe deal.
Now, let me ask you a question, because I don't know the answer to this. Would the Pelicans maintain his rights or if he automatically goes back in the poll?
The NBA, I don't know if they cleverly did this or not, has created the potential for a brand new style of soap opera.
Well, no, but you raise a good question, though, Stoney. What if they draft him? I mean, obviously, he has to withdraw from the draft to go back to Duke. If he agrees to be drafted, he can't then go back.
Correct.
If he's drafted number one overall, what if he refuses to sign the contract? Say, I'm not playing there. I mean, like Eli, like John Elway did.
Eric Lindros.
Yeah, just trade me. I'm not playing there. Do they retain his rights for a year? I don't know how long those rights are good for. I would assume they have them for like a year.
I would assume, yeah.
But if he's refusing to play there, the best way. Now, granted, all you're doing is you're essentially taking the deck, reshuffling the cards,
right,
and hoping for a better outcome. He could get drafted next year
by
the Pistons or the Cavaliers or some team he desperately doesn't want to play, the Utah Jazz. Even though Heather wants to move to Utah, maybe Zion doesn't.
But the thought was that the New Orleans Pelicans held all the cards.
Right.
Things fell back to them with AD and all that. Not so fast if he's serious.
Right.
If he's serious and he lets it be known to them, they have to trade the pick. They do.
Yeah.
Unless you're so comfortable with taking Ja Morant as just the fallback and saying, screw you, Zion, we're going on to be who we are. Who cares?
And then he has to figure out that beforehand he's got to work out a deal with Memphis to not pick him either. Because I'm sure he doesn't want to go to Memphis.
Exactly. I mean, so I just think that – I think the NBA – I don't know if they did this on purpose or not. They have screwed up here. This withdrawal date should not be after the lottery. You have given college players who are college eligible still control. It's a loophole.
It is a loophole, now, but it's good for the kid, obviously.
Well,
and it's also good for college basketball.
The sacrifice for the kid is the money.
Right.
Would he ever have the cojones to do this?
It's not really a loophole. I mean, all the sports have this. If you come out early, now granted, if he's a fourth-year senior, he doesn't have a loophole. But any player in any sport can come out early and then decide that they don't like the situation. I mean, theoretically, couldn't Jack Hughes say, I don't feel like playing the NHL this year?
Yeah.
Couldn't he pull himself out of the draft and then all of a sudden, you know, who has the first pick overall?
New Jersey.
The New Jersey Devils would be screwed?
The loophole is for players who don't want to go to a certain place. Most players, we were talking about this earlier in sports, go play for a team like they should.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't think Zion should do this.
But no. I don't view this as a loophole. I view this as something that's always existed. Players have used their power to avoid, again, Eli Manning, John Elway.
Nobody has ever gone back to school. Nobody.
Well, that's
not a top pick.
Not like this. Not like this. There have been players who've gone back to school because they didn't like they haven't gone back to school for this reason. That's a totally fair point.
We've looked into this. I've actually made phone calls and so I talked to a few people to make sure we're not overlooking something.
Will Tiemann? Did you call Will Tiemann?
No, not him. He's not a good enough source. It appears he's kept his eligibility. I don't believe we're overlooking something. We could have made a mistake here. Just got to throw that out there. But reading between everything, he is eligible to go back to Duke. That would be ridiculous.
Now, he did speak prior to the lottery about you know, the whole process. And he did say he really loved Duke, and he said he would return to Duke if he could. I mean this 100% when I say it. If I could come back for a second year and play, I would. Being at Duke was a dream come true for me. It was the best year of my life. Unfortunately, that's not the reality we live in. The reality we live in is I had this dream since I was a kid, and I had to pursue that. And also, I have to take care of my family. So, again, could you put that off for a year? Deal with playing at Duke and the benefits that come with playing at Duke? His profile can't get any higher.
No.
His draft stock can't get any higher. The only place he could go was down. So you are risking whatever number of million dollars are on the table.
And possible injury. And he's going to look, barring injury, money is just going to be delayed because he's going to get a ridiculous shoe deal. So,
right.
I mean, technically, Nike or whoever can pay his parents.
Right. I mean, it would be a fascinating bolt to the NBA soap opera if he goes, you know what? I'm going back. Or if he said to, or if he essentially played a game of chicken with the Pelicans.
Yes.
I'm not playing there. Draft someone else. Because if you draft me, I will not be going there. I mean, isn't that kind of what Eli said? And the Chargers drafted him anyway?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they traded him, obviously, for Phillip Rivers. But what's the contract, the rookie contract? Is it 4 years?
4 years with, I think, the fifth year opt-in.
Yeah.
I think.
So if I'm Zion, I just say, you know what? I'm going to suck it up for 4 years, make whatever he's going to make, $20 million in NBA salary, make whatever $1 million through Nike or whatever shoe deal is, and say, and then I'll leave. But I mean, that's not exactly a very attractive option for New Orleans either. If you go, yeah, I'll play there, but I ain't signing there long term. So you're going to get me for a few years and then I'm gone.
You get AD all over again, practically.
Right. I mean, although they did get AD on his second contract.
Right. Yeah. I just, because of his love of, and that article that you brought up about him talking about going back to Duke.
Yeah.
It was way more about Duke than it was him being excited about going to the NBA.
Correct.
I mean, it sounds like his perfect world would be to go back to Duke as long as he had the guarantee that he wouldn't get hurt.
Well, and I think, too, of the guys who came out from Duke, he was the last guy, which surprised everybody. Like, I literally thought he was going to announce when he checked out of the Michigan State game. He was going to turn to, Tracy Wolfson and say, oh, by the way, that was my last game.
It just shows you that there are people, a lot of people love college and people are, well, how can you go back? Like Miles Bridges, why would you want to go back? Because he loved college.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, this is a little different than Miles Bridges.
Let's go to Tay in Romulus on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Tay?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up with you?
Nothing much. Chiming in on your draft topic. I think everybody was, even though I like to razz Knicks fans, I just think everybody wanted to see him go to New York, and it was kind of disappointing to see him go to New Orleans. We see how they mismanaged the Browse contract there, not surrounding him with players. But I wanted to ask about Ricky Rubio. I think that's another player. Remember, he got drafted, and he kept – it took him a few years to even come back. Every year he was double-dutching until they finally got him over in Minnesota. So I don't know if it's similar with the situation in college, but I was telling the screener, I think the NCAA could resolve a lot of these problems by just why do they deny guys eligibility once you – declare for the draft.
They don't. They give you a deadline whether you have to go in or not. That deadline's May 29th.
Okay. Because I think that's influencing a lot of guys to either go ahead to the pros or, relinquish it and go back to college. And I know that we're so far away from them giving these guys any type of stipend or, salary for them playing there. But I just think it was a big loss for the NBA because it was kind of a letdown, even though nobody was really rooting for the Knicks. I just thought it was a natural fit. New Orleans is in a quandary now. I don't think that's a good fit for them.
Right, but again, this is what the lottery is supposed to be. The lottery is supposed to be.
The draft is supposed to be,
too. Well, yeah, but also the lottery. I mean, for all the people who complain about conspiracy theories and everything, unless you're going to really stretch the bounds of reality, there's no conspiracy theory that supports the New Orleans Pelicans getting Zion Williamson. So but that's the whole point, is that there is this imbalance in the league, and the rich tend to get richer. When LeBron went back to Cleveland, he already had Kyrie, and lo and behold, they somehow got Kevin Love. The Celtics go out and get in one offseason Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen to join with Paul Pierce, and the Warriors are just ridiculous what they are allowed to keep doing. So, they are members of this league. They do pay the same fees to become members of this league, and they are still part of the same collective bargaining agreement. So why shouldn't they enjoy the same opportunities that these other teams get?
It would be unbelievable if he did go back.
Well, and I bet Coach K would make a deal with him, and they would watch his workload and things like that.
Yeah.
He could return and not play.
That's true, too.
I mean, you don't know anybody's convictions. This cat sounds like he would at least think about something like this because he loved playing in college so much. And if he really doesn't want to go to New Orleans, he has the trump card. It's a $100 million trump card.
Yep. How much is he willing to risk? 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.